Welcome, listeners, to our annual Christmas podcast. This year, we're doing something a little different, actually for the better. We're in the studio, and I'm joined by Rev D and Dr. Jim.
Ho, ho, ho.
Stole my line, man.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, stepped all
ahead.
Over
go,
my
go
line.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You take it. You
no,
go.
I'm not going to do
all
it
right,
now.
All right.
Now
can,
I'm not.
You're going to crop a Christmas.
Come on, guys.
Christmas attitude?
Where's your Christmas spirit?
This
Jeez,
is.
We're already arguing.
Jeez. Bah humbug. Go ahead. You do a ho, 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 and I'll
I did.
Do a
that's. You do. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
And
bah humbug to you.
All right.
There
so already we're off to a great start.
Yeah.
We
got to
have. We got to be fair and balanced here.
That's right.
A little ho, ho, ho mixed with, yeah, in with a few bah humbugs.
That's
got
right.
It. All right. Well, this year we have the privilege of taking some call-ins. Some of our loyal listeners.
Well, I'll be here for the. Usually it's just you taking the.
Usually it's
calls,
just me
so,
taking the calls, and this year we're going to all be participants. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll spread the holiday cheer to
oh,
everybody.
Oh, and the demand ourselves to call in was just overwhelming.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I imagine.
I mean, we had to be very selective this year.
We had, you had to kind of cut it back.
We had to cut back a little bit,
and tell you the truth, me and Rev D, I've always been kind of suspicious about these call-ins that you claim to be getting.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't
got. Probably just had his kids.
You know, he's stopped giving us analytics reports on, you know,
we have, yeah.
Actually,
and we haven't gotten a geographical spread. We've moved into other continents.
Not lately.
Where we haven't.
Google
been
Analytics
before
has been gone. You're right.
That's right.
I had to call in a few favors to get people to dial in, to be honest.
Oh.
But they're fan favorites. Every one of them is a fan favorite.
All right.
So maybe we'll start with local author Brian from Plymouth.
Oh, Brian.
I'll try to get him
good
on the line. All right. Let's find Brian's number here, and we'll give him a buzz.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Again, we've got Brian from Plymouth on the line. And
famous author. Famous author, right?
Famous author.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Let's plug his book. What was
Chip
that?
Dip.
Chip
Dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're looking for that perfect Christmas gift.
Yeah, that stocking stuffer,
stocking
that last
stuffer,
minute.
Chip Dip by Brian Anderson.
There you go.
Well, thank you. I didn't expect the contagious plug.
You know, we can't pay you, so this is the best we can do.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll take it.
You know, you've been a regular on this special Christmas podcast and a fan favorite. One of the first people I thought about to call and see if you'd like to offer us some of your famous Christmas blessings.
Well, I'm flattered. I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Brian, what's on your mind this holiday season?
Well, you know what? I'm sort of sad.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You know why I'm sad?
No.
Well, I'm sad because, you know, I look around and it just seems like there's so many unhappy, anxious people out there. You know, people seem like they're just so ready to let loose their anger on, you know, anyone they encounter, on like other drivers and store clerks and waiters and waitresses, and you know, God forbid if you were a helpless customer service rep. You know, I think about the worst thing you could do to somebody is make them a customer service rep for a cable company or an airline.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that scene in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles, but the car rental return place. That's another story.
Yep. And what about the things that people say when they hide behind their anonymity on online comment boards? Have you ever read any of the comments?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, you know what, Brian? The when you read an article I don't even care if the article is controversial, the best part of the article is the comments that people make.
I used to say that, but now it's
the best part from how can you waste your time? Of course, I'm wasting my time reading them, but why would you comment on this stuff?
I know, and some of it is terrifying. I mean, it's like looking into the soul of Satan himself, some of these people, right?
I know. I mean, these people would find something bad to say about Mother Teresa.
Yeah. Well, doesn't that make you wonder why these people are so unhappy? You know, we talked about this before, but our society is very affluent, right? We're surrounded by more comfort than could have even been imagined just a few generations ago. So it makes you think that maybe happiness isn't bound in materialism or in physical comfort. You know, it's as if too many people out there feel that their life has no deeper meaning or that they have no purpose. And that ties in perfectly to a study that I came across recently. This study looked at religious attitudes in the U.S., and one of the things that it found was that, believe it or not, nearly half of the adults in the United States under 30 don't identify with any religion, all right? And, you know, despite the tremendous growth in our population over the past decades, the U.S. has seen a 20% drop in attendance at religious services over the past 20 years. So it makes me wonder, what is Christmas about for all these people? You know, if there's no religious bent, it must just be another opportunity to gorge ourselves with more of the crap that we didn't need in the first place.
But then that's not making us happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We think it'll make us happy, and, you know, maybe temporarily it does, but you're right. You know, in the end, all it does is just leave you wanting more, you know, chasing after more and more stuff.
Well, Brian, we'll try to help you out here with this show. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll feel a little bit more hopeful.
We'll have solved all issues, but for all call-ins. That's why it's important that people call in and
it is
get their problems solved by the great problem solvers.
Thank you.
I feel valued. It's real interesting the way you put it, Brian, because it's sort of. This is sort of like something everybody knows.
That's everybody. You're right. Everybody is aware of this, but nobody does anything about it.
They just somehow or other don't incorporate it into action of some kind.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder why, right? I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal last week talking about youth statistics, you know, for religion and. One of the points that I made was that for the younger generation, pretty much they have come to associate organized religion with intolerance or abuse because that's the only context that they ever see it in.
Sure,
right.
It's gotten to a point where people are hesitant to make any admission of faith for fear of being ridiculed. And you know, it's really sad when it's gotten to the point that telling someone that they're in your thoughts and prayers just makes you an object of derision.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people now drop the prayers now. It's really become more, hey, you're in our thoughts. I've noticed that trend. People will leave off prayers.
Yeah, because, I mean, there are just so many hateful memes of thoughts and prayers that, you know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think, you know, religion has to share some responsibility in this situation as well. They've done a pretty bad job over the last 50 years or more in my memory. All of the great religions have behaved intolerantly to either their own people or toward other religions. If you look at Islam or you look at Christianity or if you look at Judaism, all of them have... these practitioners that are in the clergy for these faiths who are not representing what the faith truly holds as its foundation beliefs.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, and that's a point that I try to make when I talk to people. You know, your argument is not with the faith; it's with the organization.
Right. Right. Yep.
Good point.
Yep.
Very good point.
You know, but what I really think is that we're letting our young people down.
Yeah.
Study after study has shown how much children benefit when they're raised in an environment with religious beliefs. A Harvard study that I read about found that children or teens that attended a religious service weekly had higher psychological well-being and lower risks of mental illness. The weekly attendance was associated with higher rates of volunteering, sense of mission, forgiveness, and it also had lower probabilities of drug use and early sexual initiation. So there are just so many benefits to introducing young people to religion. And, you know, I can't imagine what it would be like without the comfort of a belief and you know, a loving, protective, and guiding figure. I mean, who are they going to rely on when times get tough? You know, I can't imagine how alone someone must feel in that situation.
Yeah. And you get, when you consider the how, as a society, we are we're so immobile and we're so, you know, we drift from one community to another with no consistent relationships as we go through our lives. So that everybody is, you don't have friends, you just have contacts or networks.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's a really good point.
And and all of that is, I mean, the conversation that occurs among many of these people. And, you know, I've been part of them myself. But it's so superficial, and everybody is sort of like playing some sort of a role, depending on what group they're in.
You know, kids, you know, today seem to interface with their friends more virtually than they do physically. You know, they're isolated because of the technologies that they use and because of social media. And, you know, I think that religion can provide an opportunity for community. You know, it can have a lot of benefits to prevent isolation and loneliness. And, you know, I think that we set a terrible example for younger people when we as adults hide our faith, or when we don't defend it when it's under attack. And I think that we all realize that it is under attack by a lot of different forces. So what I want to leave the Yacht Club with is that my goal in the coming year is to remain aware of this and to try to educate myself so that I can defend it and that I can stand up for my beliefs. Kids need to see that faith is worth defending.
Wow. Thanks.
Amen.
Every year I feel enriched by your Christmas message. I really appreciate it,
Brian. Yeah, those are very thought-provoking words.
They really are, this time of year. Hey, let's coach each other on that. I could use some help there. Maybe if we coached each other, that'd be a good thing.
I think we all could. Yep, we all could. Got to stick together.
Well, thank you, Brian. And like I said, Listen to the podcast when you get a chance. Maybe you'll find a little bit of something uplifting in there somewhere along the way.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Well, yeah, thanks. I want to thank you for letting me vent, and I want to wish you and the entire Yacht Club crew a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you,
Same
Brian.
To you, Same Brian. To you, Brian. Thank
Kathy
you.
Kathy and the kids. Look forward to seeing you over the holidays.
Yep. Me too.
All right. Take care, Brian.
Talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye. I always like to start with him. He kind of sets the tone.
He's right. We've lost our moral compass.
Yeah.
For a myriad of reasons, like we were talking about, but how we get that back is the million-dollar question.
Let's try to cheer things up a little bit. Let's get to our favorite.
So far, Bah Humbug is winning. Huh?
So far, Bah Humbug is winning. Let's get our favorite Harrison Township couple on the line.
Good. I was taking all my Christmas gifts back.
We'll get Mike and Suzette on the line. We'll see what they can do for us.
Hey.
All right.
How are you doing? You're sounding good. How's everything?
Everything's doing well. We got Mike and is Suzette with you?
No, Suzette got called out on an emergency Christmas cookie issue.
Oh, no.
Yes, got a call from a neighbor. She grabbed a gallon of milk, a pound of butter, and she said she'll be back later.
So she sends, with a very serious look on her face, right?
She sends her regrets.
Okay. Well,
maybe some bad things can happen with a pound of butter. Yeah. I was thinking that...
let's see.
So we've got one half of our favorite Harrison Township couple. The better half is on an emergency cookie run.
There it is.
But we still have Mike.
Yes.
Mike W., as we like to call him. All right. So how are you, Mike?
You know, Mike, I think of this every day, and I am great. I am so blessed. You know, I think about all the stuff that I have, the stuff that I've gone through, the people like you listening to the Yacht Club. There is nothing in this world I really need. It is just amazing. I'm doing very well, Mike. And I hope you and your family are also. How are the kids? They're growing like mad, I bet.
They are. It's unbelievable. The girls are thriving in Chicago, and Connor is a senior, if you can believe that, at Michigan State.
Oh, my God. I remember his first year of community college, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember you talking about that. Oh, and it just seems like the other day.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Mike and I, by the way, we used to work together at Ford. And the day Mike told me he was retiring was one of the toughest days I've had at Ford, I'll be honest with you. I knew I was going to miss him terribly. But we stayed in touch, and we stayed connected via email and Yacht Club Show podcasts, and occasionally get out to lunch. So it's one of those friendships for life for sure.
Good. I certainly think it is, Mike. And I remember that day that we sat in the conference room, and I can see it now. And obviously, as you know, I was so scared of, you know, making that step, walking through that door. And I just remember you telling me, you know, how happy you were for me. And you know, I'm going, oh, my God, what am I getting into here? What's going on? And I remember that conversation well. I really, really do.
I do too, Mike.
I repeat that in my mind all the time.
It was an emotional conversation and one I won't forget.
Yeah, and I think all the emotions were on my side.
Oh, I hid mine well. Believe me, I hid mine well. But I tell you, Mike and his wife, they are the salt of the earth. Don't you guys host the homeless? And I know Mike, the Parish Festival, he's dealing blackjack, and he's just go ahead, Mike.
So you're right. This again, I built dealt blackjack. I'm not sure if I mentioned to you that I did join the Knights of Columbus. So
they're gain.
I'm an honorary knight, I guess, and I just paid my dues. I just got the receipt in the mail. But it's kind of fucking...
That means it's official, Mike. As soon as they collect that check, you're in, man. You're in.
So I'm hanging out with all these old guys. And
you're looking around thinking, who are all these old guys? Why am I here?
I say, my God, I'm the youngest guy here. What the heck is going on? But no, it is kind of fun, you know, to get into some of these volunteer things. And this volunteer stuff, you know, it's not rocket science. It's just show up, you talk to a couple people, you drink a little beer, you help somebody out, and you go home. So so it's kind of fun. And
It's rewarding, right?
It is. It really is. I was on a sandbag team this last year because of the water flooding.
That's right. Yeah. Right there in the water.
Yeah. So there was a couple guys and I, and we'd go to these folks' homes, and you know, we'd fill sandbags for them and stuff like that. And it's amazing. I didn't recognize, but there is certainly a pattern of, and unfortunately, the men die first, and you know, the women are by themselves in the home, and you know, they don't know what to do and stuff. And you know, it's kind of rewarding to, you know, help them out. And I did fairly well in blackjack. I didn't make any major mistakes this year, so that's always good.
That's always a good thing.
I still remember the first year I dealt blackjack, and again, if you remember, Mike, I'm not a gambler, right?
Right.
you know, we love going to Vegas, but I don't gamble.
I know.
So I first year I was dealing, and I had a whole table of seven people, and, you know, one card down, their card up, and my two cards are down, and I look at them, and I had a blackjack, but I didn't know that I should announce it. So I just kept the game going. So, you know, so I played all seven people, and then I flipped my card over, and I had blackjack, and then, you know, they all kind of started yelling, like, you know, you're not supposed to do that.
So, yes, no good deed goes unpunished,
that's
Mike.
That's supposed to toy with the toy with the emotions.
So, but anyway, so I have fun with that, and then the McGress thing, the homeless, is coming up in January.
Yep.
Suzette is involved, so am I, and she's going nuts, you know, running around doing stuff.
Well, that's probably what the cookies are for tonight.
I hope so. Let's hope they're chocolate chip. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, here, here. So that's my Christmas wish for you, that Suzette comes back with a batch of chocolate chip cookies for you.
Thank you. So then she's going to work all week, and she doesn't usually get home till like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And again, this year, Sunday morning, she'll be getting home about 1 o'clock in the morning. I should have the car packed, and I'll throw her in the car. Hopefully she'll get some sleep, and we'll jump on the road to Florida for January, February, March.
January, March. Awesome. That's nice. Becoming annual. See all these fun things he's done since he's retired? And he was worried. He was worried.
You know, a neighbor told me, in fact, it was yesterday, for some reason, when Suzette and I take a walk, when there's trash cans on the driveway, because, you know, the trash guys have come by already, but our neighbors haven't come home from work, we've gotten a habit of taking them and rolling them up the driveway and putting them away. So I told this one neighbor last night, I says, you know, my life has turned into taking trash cans in for my neighbor. That's what retirement is all about. she kind of laughs. So, but things are doing well.
Mike, it's so great to hear your voice, and I just want to wish you and Suzette and your kids and grandkids a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mike, and to you and all the guys at the Yacht Club. And I look forward to the podcasts enjoy listening to you guys and enjoy the stories.
Mike's had to, you know, Mike was always big on the music, so I know he's a little disappointed we've had to cut back on the music. See, we're trying to, you know, make the show a little more official, getting on the Apple podcast application and on Google, and as a result, we can't play copyrighted music. So I know that that's a disappointment for you because you're always a big fan, but every once in a while, maybe we'll sneak a show with music on YouTube.
Because you always opened me up to different music that I, you know, even hadn't heard for a long time or ever. Now, I just stumbled across the fact. Do you remember that the St. Louis Blues hockey team was in a terrible losing streak for years? And what was this, 10 years ago maybe? They started playing Gloria in the locker room.
Oh, the Van Morrison tune or whatever? Yeah.
Who's the female singer that did Gloria that died a couple years
ago? Oh, Gloria.
Hang on.
Who did that?
The female singer. I can't remember her name, but she
Laura Branigan.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That song.
Yes.
That version of Gloria.
Wow. Gloria. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of
Gloria.
Shadows of Night or Van Morrison. This is more of a disco tune.
Yeah, disco, right. Gloria.
Okay.
So they started playing it in the locker room, and they started winning games, and then it went into the stadium, and that year they won the Stanley Cup. And from ever on now, that's their team song, Gloria. So that's the type of music I remember you exposing me to. Stuff that I heard years ago, never thought much about it, and then you bring it back, and I go, oh my God, that is just a tremendous song. I always enjoy the music.
Rev D's.
He introduced you to disco. You know, Killer, you know, he'd come here wearing his leisure suit. I guess that was, that's why.
Well, you know,
polyester and
with a wide collar.
6-inch wide tie and wide collar.
Well, you know, you got to remember, I worked with him for a number of years. So he introduced me to just a tremendous amount of stuff.
Those were the good old days, Mike.
They certainly were, Mike. Yeah. They were. And so, and again, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm doing well, and I think a lot of the reason that I'm doing well is I met so many people like you, your family, the Yacht Club, the folks we worked with. I met you guys. You're a part of my life, and I think I've just become so much better for that. So I'm very thankful this time of season. I really, really am.
You know what? There are a lot of good people out there. And when you listen to the show, you'll understand why your phone call is particularly good timing, because we started out the show on a little bit more somber note, and I knew that you would pick things up, and I knew I could count on you, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Again, coming from you, the advice that you've given me over the years and those type of statements mean a tremendous amount to me. They really do.
When I grow up, I want to be Mike W. That's all I know.
When I grow up. Let's not grow up.
That's an even better idea.
It is.
All right, Mike. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike, and all the guys at the Yacht Club. I tremendously enjoy and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Thanks, Mike. Same to you and your family.
Okay.
Talk. Bye. We'll do lunch soon, Mike. I promise. Okay. Yep. Bye. Yacht Club show fans, we've got Larry the Drummer on the line for his annual Christmas greeting.
There really is a Larry the Drummer.
He really does exist.
Yes, I do.
That's Larry the
Drummer. Well, Larry, your time's up. Nice talking to you.
It's been great. Thanks for sharing this time with me.
So, Larry, how you doing this time of year, this Christmas season?
Well, doing good, doing great. Got a lot of Christmas gigs going on, so it keeps me pretty busy.
Good. I think that's good.
How about you guys?
Yeah, everything's good. You're out of town right now?
I am. I'm doing an event down here in Louisville, Kentucky today.
Larry's still on the road. He's still...
What kind of events Larry putting on?
He's well, just drummer? Doing concerts like... for all of my band friends.
Really?
I am on the road all the time. It's harder to hit a moving target.
So what's on your mind this Christmas, Buck?
Well, I just thought I'd call in with an annual Christmas greeting and contribute to the many well wishes that are coming from your vast array of listeners.
Ah, how nice
Thanks,
of you.
Thanks, Larry.
Was that it?
Okay, all right. I know we're live and recording, so hey, Yacht Club listeners and drummer groupies.
Oh, this
everywhere.
Will be heavily edited, trust me.
Wait a minute. All right, now you're on.
I can't believe my good fortune of being part of this.
All right,
hey, Yacht Club listeners and drummer groupies everywhere. Larry the Drummer here and part-time philosopher when I'm not on stage with my kit to wish everyone a very merry and blessed Christmas. As you celebrate the season with all the special people in your lives, may your new year be filled with the memorable music of life that you create to the beat of your own drum, to be shared with others, just like a good drummer that sits back there and swings the band. So in the words of Buddy Rich, the greatest drummer of all time, remember, we only get better by playing, so have fun and play on, my friends. Cheers.
Man, that's classic Larry the Drummer.
Buck, well right said.
Buck, you nailed it.
Rock on, Larry.
Drop the sticks.
Drop the sticks and walk off the stage, brother.
That's it. I dropped the mic, but when we were playing in the Epics, you always had it turned off when I was singing that thing. So I knew I wasn't going to damage it. So I'll just drop the sticks and sign off.
I'm trying to spread the myth of the Epics on this podcast. I can't let too much time elapse without bringing up the Epics.
Yeah,
spread the legend. You know,
Spread the legend, yeah. Because we are legends in our own minds.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen to that last podcast when on your way home. There's the,
I will do that.
The epics are in that. The...
I'll try to stay on the road.
The epics get a shout-out on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll be looking in the mailbox for that royalty check.
Yeah. You look hard.
All right, boys.
Thanks.
All
right,
Merry Christmas, all the best, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, all right. Merry Christmas.
Take care, man. Love you.
You too.
See
you
guys. Bye.
Bye. Now, hopefully by now, Brian's starting to feel a little better.
Yeah.
You guys feeling better? Between Mike W. And Larry?
Hello?
Hey, Kyle. How are you?
Okay. On the other end of the line is aspiring comedian Colleen from Chicago.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, this is
going to
be
so funny.
No
funny.
Pressure.
Oh, man.
No pressure, Colleen.
Okay, we'll just sit
all
back
sudden,
and she's going to wow the audience.
Down are gone.
What's that?
All the bits I prepared for this are gone.
Hey!
That wasn't funny, Colleen.
Yeah. Let's get a laugh track up in here.
There we go. So every time you say something funny, if we think it's funny, you'll get a laugh track. How's that?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm succeeding.
No, we're not going to put that kind of pressure on you. I know you're naturally funny, but just delighted to have you call into the show.
I'm happy to be calling in and representing the millennial section of your audience.
Ah.
Oh.
We didn't know we had one.
It may not be your target demo.
Wait, that needs a laugh for your dad's line there.
Stop stealing my thunder.
That was an extended laugh.
Yeah.
I like that.
We certainly,
boy, that runs in the family,
yeah,
Kyle. I see where you got your sense of humor.
No question.
It was from Killer.
I get it from Killer. I just signed up for a stand-up class tonight.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe in the new year I can test some bits.
Yes,
great.
Absolutely.
You know, that would be a good shtick. We could have a couple minutes with Colleen every show,
wonderful.
You know.
Called Comedy Corner.
Yeah, the Comedy Corner.
A little sample of your stand-up.
We'll get Colleen's observations on life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Call's observations. We'll see. We'll see. If you're interested, I'll be there.
Good.
All right. It'll be a recurring feature then.
Looking forward to it, making my podcast debut.
Yeah, and then once that happens, the word's going to spread, and you're going to be amazed.
And
I thought it was going to be Second City or I.O., but I think the Yacht Club is how my talent will be discovered.
I think so.
And in the future, we'll have material to blackmail you with.
So what's on your mind this holiday season, Kyle?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's been a great year. Feeling really grateful. Looking forward to being home with the family, honestly. I love the big city, but there's nothing like coming home to Michigan for Christmas and seeing everyone and hopefully making people laugh.
Well, I know that's going to happen.
So when are you coming?
I'm too serious?
You can cut up here. When are you coming into town?
I'll be coming into town on Saturday.
Staying for a week?
Staying for a couple weeks.
Oh, nice.
Working
from, remote, yeah. But, you know, working in air quotes. And I'll be...
That was a good one.
Laugh track.
Laugh track.
Thank you. I hope my boss is a listener.
So you're getting a feel for what a stand-up would be like for you.
Oh, gosh. It's making me nervous.
So anyway,
I think I need to see if I can get a refund from that class.
Hey, let me ask. Let me ask you this: do you have a stand up line? You have to have something.
Yeah, do you have a go to joke or anything that just is going to get a laugh?
Oh God!
Come on. Don't be bashful. If you can't do it on the Yacht Club show.
I do make fun of you a lot. And
that's
I have
fine.
A lot of bits around you.
That's
but
fine.
I'm still workshopping them. But I will be debuting them hopefully on an episode coming up.
Ah.
So if your audience can get ready for that.
Okay. But nothing you can share with us today, yeah? Nothing you want to just throw one of your one-line observations out or whatever, or musings, and see how it sticks.
Should I read the musing about walking on ice?
Sure. You pick your favorite and let the laugh track here decide. No pressure. Come on, it's just Rev D, Dr. Jim, and me. And our listening audience eventually.
Audience of millions. Our international audience.
This is more of an observation.
Okay.
And not, you know, punchline joke. However, I've noticed that there's a lot of people that walk over a sheet of ice with, like, you know, just pure confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just, like, you know, Chicago, the streets aren't salted yet. I said, I want to get to the point and confident enough where I can do that, but I tend to look like a kid sneaking to the kitchen for a midnight snack. Thank you so much.
See? Colleen, the audience loved it. The audience
maybe
loved it.
Maybe because my dad's the editor, maybe I can think of something actually funny.
No, I'm not doing the laugh track.
No, no, this is, they want you back. They want you back.
Wow.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling in, Colleen from Chicago. We look forward to testing out some of your stand-up material in the new year on the Yacht Club show.
Well, yeah, Kyle, we're going to look forward to that.
Oh, you got it.
All right.
And Merry Christmas to you all from your millennial fans.
Our one millennial fan.
Like I said, not the target demo, but we exist.
We haven't found it yet.
Well, once you start, appearing on the show, word will spread in Chicago. So listenership in Chicago is going to go way up, I'm sure.
That's the hope. Let's get those Google Analytics, and we'll see.
All right, Kyle. Love you.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kyle.
See you soon.
Bye.
On the line.
And as I was talking about what they even about.
Hello?
Coach. We've got Coach on the line.
Coach.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, we had to overcome some technical difficulties. We're running late, but thank you for hanging in there with us.
We need a new producer. I don't know.
Do you know any good producer out there?
Producer, director.
You get what you pay for, isn't that how it works?
You know, we need a better key grip around here.
Yeah.
My favorite title.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was fine when this equipment was new, but, you know, when did we start? 2004?
I was fine when I was new, 15 too.
15 years later, it's...
yeah.
That's before we start talking about our trips to the doctors.
That's true.
Showing its age.
Yeah. So, how are you doing, Coach, this holiday season?
Good. I wasn't. I got mixed up.
Oh, you had a book review.
You. No, you were supposed to call. I was supposed to call you. That you called.
No,
me.
No. I was going to call you. It's the whole schedule got mixed up here. So my apologies.
Oh, don't apologize. That was we're good.
Okay. So what's going on? What's
so we're talking about Christmas memories? Or,
yeah. What you got?
Well, I got a couple things, and you know, I tend to think about when I was a kid. You know, I think a lot of us do.
Sure.
Sort of think about Christmas
takes us back to our childhoods. Yeah.
We can't think about our childhood and family without thinking of Therese and Tom.
My father and mother-in-law. Yeah,
the Flanagans, mm-hmm. Aunt Therese and Uncle Tom. And this will be the first Christmas without her. Yep. Aunt Therese passed in June. When we were kids, we used to spend, especially when we were real young, we would spend Christmas Eve with the Flanagans. And I remember Tom would generally play Santa.
He'd be dressed up?
Oh, yeah, he'd be dressed up. He'd sit on his lap, and he'd... Well, Tom was quite the showman. He would do a good job with it. And, you know, he, with, you know, a little bit of a whiff of his breath, Jack Frost wasn't the only one nipping at that time.
He had to get into the mood for Be Santa, so he had to have a little...
He had to get jolly.
Well, yeah.
I think a little Canadian club might have been in order. But he was great at that, and he was a great showman.
Oh, I bet. No, I have no doubt. I never saw that, but I can picture it.
He was certainly in control and everything, but... I just kind of remember a little bit of that.
A little bit of the Santa breath. Yeah.
Yeah, the Santa breath, yeah. And I don't think that was unique to Tom.
Probably not.
No. But I remember, you know, I remember that and a lot of good memories with
sure.
Patrice and Tom and mom and dad. They were all so close. And I've said it before about, you know, when my dad, every Wednesday, as a podiatrist, he'd go over to the Fisher home. We used to call the old folks home there.
Right.
Dave.
Yep.
Right on Outer Drive in Southfield.
Right.
And the nuns were so, you know, they'd love having them in. And that place was just a beautiful place. I spoke of it a couple of shows ago. Again, it was just a lot of good memories. So it's all about family, I think, you know. That's what Christmas is all about. You know, you wonder how our... my kids and your kids hopefully have that close to the same fond memories that I have and we have. So,
and I know, and you haven't brought this up, but I know for your family, I know you have strong faith, and I know that that's a big part of it too.
Oh yeah, my wife Tammy, when we got married, she converted to the Catholic faith, and she's a real proponent of going to Mass on Christmas Eve, and we go. I have, you know, some struggles with, you know, some things that happened in the last. Have come out at least in the last 20 years or so, but for me, the Catholic faith is home. You know, I don't, at its best, I go there and, you know, I quiet my mind, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to show gratitude and realize, really, like you say, what Christmas is all about, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I look forward to you listening to the entire podcast because Brian opened it up and it was very poignant.
Yeah.
And, kind of laid the foundation for the show. It's kind of like, let's try to, you know, find the true meaning here and try to, you know, remind people to, you know, to be their best because the world's kind of a mess right now.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's the people have called in. It's definitely given us all a lift. You know?
There still is a lot of good.
There still is a lot of good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's just too much noise out there. Like I say, you quiet your mind and get back kind of squared up to what's really important.
You know, I think that's a good point, Joe. You know, especially right now, there is so much noise with social media, the things that we've talked about. It's just coming at you from...
24-hour news cycle.
Yeah. It's just coming at you all the time. And it's good to take a step back. And, you know, when you think about it, that's exactly what it is, noise. It's, you know, it really doesn't, in the whole scheme of things, it really doesn't mean that much.
No, you're right.
So. Thanks, guys, for again reminding us what it's all about.
Well, this is kind of been an interesting. This is the first time I think we've done it as
a studio as
a unit, mm-hmm. And it's really kind of nice to see people who get on the call and just talk about what they're feeling at this point in time, or you know, just letting out some of their deeper thoughts. and sharing them with us.
Christmas does that.
Yeah.
Christmas does that to people.
Gives you pause, right?
Yep.
Yep.
A little bit.
It does.
Well, Coach, I hope you sell a bunch of cars between now and Christmas. And
hope your son sells a bunch of knives.
Yep.
Well, you could be instrumental in that, Dave.
Yeah.
We could, you'd have to bring it up, Rev D.
I need a set of knives, so maybe I ought to.
Do I go online, Joe?
How do I do this?
Well, I'll have John follow up with you.
Okay, yeah,
go. Do you have a couple hours?
Wait, I don't want to have
a couple hours.
I don't want to have a party. You know,
killer. He can find a hole in his schedule to get
back. Joe, I know we're going to be ready for some knives soon, so we're going to keep John in mind, okay?
Yeah, very good. Right. Very good.
Well, Merry Christmas, you and Tammy.
Yes, and family. You and all your families, and God bless.
God bless you too, Coach. Thanks for being a part of
it. Happy, healthy holiday, and we'll pick it up next year.
Yeah, thanks for being part of the show.
All right, thank you, guys.
Take care, Joe.
So long,
right,
Joe.
Take care, thanks.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, hi, Mike.
Hey, Tracy. On the other end of the line, we've got Tracy from Toledo.
Hey, Tracy.
Tracy.
One of our biggest fans, one of our most loyal fans.
And loyal
longest
fans.
Longest fans, exactly. Mm. She and Mike W. might get the prize, honestly.
Okay.
And we had Mike W. on earlier. So thanks for calling in, Tracy. What's on your mind this holiday season?
What's on my mind? What's on my mind is wrapping presents and baking some cookies and some cinnamon rolls and getting ready for the big day.
Tracy never rests.
So Tracy does it all. Well, moms do it all. Let's be honest.
That's Tracy. She does it all. Charitable works and taking care of her kids and always hosting family gatherings. She and my sister Kim, and they just do it all. So we're very I'm very grateful for my sister Tracy.
And I'm really looking forward to my third child coming into town from Minnesota on Friday. I'll be very happy when she arrives safely. And looking forward to just spending the time with my family on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
Yeah, Tracy's kids are scattered. Ryan's in the state of Washington, in Bellingham. And Molly's took a job with 3M in Minneapolis. And Jamie's, a junior at University of Dayton?
Yep, that's right, Mike.
So they're empty nesters now.
Yep.
How long you been empty nesters?
Just since this fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
Molly moved out in July, and Jamie left for her third year in August at the University of Dayton, so it's me and the dogs.
Oh.
Yeah, but those college students, they tend to...
No, Jeff. Wait a minute, they're saying, what happened to Jeff?
Yeah.
He's on the road a lot.
Huh? Yeah, I still have... my very wonderful husband.
Maybe I thought that was that the dog. Jeff did something wrong, so he's the dog now.
No, he does travel a bit, so that's all that was meant by me and the dog.
All right.
Yeah, those college students tend to rebound home fairly regularly.
Well, it's a little different being an empty nester, though. You got to get used to the rhythm.
It is different. It really is. I do miss my kids, but then they all come home and I think, when are they going to leave?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's it, exactly. You get into, you and Jeff and the dog get into a rhythm, and then they come in and mess up the rhythm again.
No, it's all good. I'm really looking forward to Molly being back, and then we're all a unit again, our nice little family all together.
So this podcast started out, you know, kind of on a sober note, just because of, you know, how crazy the world's going. Are you optimistic right now about the future? Does this time of year kind of bring out everything that's good in the world for you, or where's your mind at now?
I hope so. I mean, I hate to even say that it's not fun to even turn on the television or read the papers, just because there's just so much unrest, but I don't know. I mean, I think that all this time that, you know, all this turmoil is going on in Washington, D.C., I just wonder what's really going to come of it. And it's just kind of a sad in a lot of ways. But honestly, I have had pleasant people all around me. I was shopping with my sister tonight. I had some sales clerks that were just wonderful, friendly, smiling. And you forget sometimes just, you know, the good nature of people all around us.
You know, Tracy, that's an excellent point, because you can get, I think of that myself, all the noise that's coming out of, and Mike mentioned it earlier, just the 24-hour news cycle that there is, and social media, but you know, you think about your life, or I think about my life, it really is impacted by those things. My life is pretty good. You know,
when you
keep that in mind, that's just kind of background noise. What's really important is what's around you, what you do.
That's right. I agree with that. I really do. And I feel that if we can just kind of keep that at bay, you're right. Life is good. And, you know, who knows what's going to come of everything, but I don't think it's going to change much. And don't you think that we all are living pretty well right now?
Yeah. When you look at what's really important, how your life, you said it, how is your life going to change when any of this, whatever happens, how is your life really change? And I think we get caught up with politics, with everything going on in the world. And somebody has said this, most people are just trying to live their lives. They're not interested.
They're not really focused with what's going on in
D.C.
They know it's an impeachment. They know it's not a good thing. But is it really impacting their day-to-day lives?
No.
They're just trying to, to deal with their day-to-day
issues.
Yeah,
my life has not changed.
That's right.
And it's not going to change.
Yep, exactly. Well, Tracy, thanks for another dose of optimism. We need that in this day and age, so appreciate it.
Well, Mike, just to think back at your prayer at Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
I really like that you brought home the fact that, you know, there's so many things out there that we can't control, but we can control being kind to one another and loving one another and, you know, enjoying being with families and whatnot. And those are more important. Those are everyday things that we can do and control and be the best that we can be. And I like that you brought that.
Well, I'm a Rev D understudy.
Well, that's a compliment.
That's Rev D rubbing off on me.
Ah, thank you, Killer. I don't know if that's true,
it's
but
true.
That's nice.
That's the effect Rev D's had on me, Trace. So,
well, that's great. Well, I just wanted to tell you all that, you know, Jeff and I just really do enjoy your reflections on your current events or on movies or trips or Jen. although I think we've been sliding on the Jen a little
bit. Well, Jen's been sliding. Now, if you want, do you have Apple TV? Did you get?
No.
I'd
love to watch her new series.
Well, no, I've heard it wasn't good.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
But then I just saw that she got nominated for, she and who's the other woman in
Reese
it?
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. They got nominated for Best Actress in something, so somebody likes it. So
Best Actress in a show about the news on Apple TV.
On Apple TV, that could have been it.
Yeah, that was a category.
So I may have to, what is it, $4.99? I may have to do it for a month just to see how it goes.
Oh,
yeah, see how it is.
Okay,
Tracy.
Well, maybe I'm not so scared that I'm missing out on it.
No. Well, Tracy, that's what we have to do in the new year, and then we can compare notes and what we think of the show.
There you go. $4.99.
$4.99.
Tell Jeff you're worth it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway. You guys, thanks for, you know, all your positivity and for entertaining us each, you know, time a new podcast comes out. Jeff and I look forward to them.
They fall asleep to them, by the way. Isn't that the way you guys do?
White noise.
When you're wiped out, yeah, you guys kind of fall asleep to them. About 5 minutes you're sawing logs. Isn't that kind of how it works?
Jeff might saw logs a little bit sooner than I do, but if I do fall asleep, trust me, and I speak the truth, I always make sure the next day I turn you back on and listen to you in full.
Wow.
Well,
I never miss a beat.
You know, and a Kelly never says anything but the truth.
That's right. That's right. There's a special place in heaven for you, Tracy, for that.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I want to amend that, except if it's bad news or it's a criticism. Then he lies.
I don't know about that.
Oh, trust me. When you're playing softball with them, you can't.
I can't say I have.
I tell you.
Take their word on that one.
Now, there you are. You get up, bases loaded, two out. You pop up to the shortstop. You're hanging your head. You come walking back to the bench. And Michael say, "Man, Jim, you got a hold of that one. That shortstop was standing there for like 12 seconds waiting for that ball to come down. He's probably going to go home and tell his family about that ball. Was like the hardest, the highest ball he's ever seen.
Highest pop-up I've ever seen.
He was almost afraid to catch it.
If you just straighten out a little bit, you know.
If you straighten that out, it would be, it'd be in,
over the fence.
It would be in down.
Well,
in the,
you know, his positivity is definitely reflecting.
That's true. That is true.
That's true.
Thank you, Trace.
That's true. Well, we will look forward to, you know, all your new upcoming shows in 2020, and you better believe I'm going to be one of the first ones to hit that button to hear your new show. So, and I'm going to rip Ryan into becoming the next Yacht Club.
Well, we need another millennial. We only have one. Colleen in Chicago. We could use a second millennial listener.
And just to let you know, there may be a new feature coming up that you should be keep an ear out for.
Yeah,
we're thinking a new feature.
We'll keep it as a surprise.
All right, we'll keep it a surprise. I like that.
Oh, okay.
You can ask Mike at Christmas.
Brian's sitting in the room with me, and he says it'd be a real honor to listen to his Uncle Mike.
Well, that's he's had every opportunity. I think he's on my email distribution.
He just hasn't got around to it.
He just hasn't gotten around to it, yeah. I'll make sure he's on the distribution list if he's not. So.
You do that, because he doesn't seem to think that you might have the right email. So.
Ah, that's the excuse.
We'll work that out.
Good one, Ryan. Good one. Okay. We'll check it out. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, Trace. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all of you, and happy, healthy New Year.
And I'll be a little more upbeat, you know, when I reflect on the Kelly Christmas gathering than I was for the Kelly Thanksgiving gathering. I got a little heat from that.
I thought it was very thoughtful, Mike. And
oh, no, no. When on the podcast, when we were asking each other about Thanksgiving, and I said, oh, man, I couldn't wait to get through it and just sleep in. Everyone else was going on a wonderful day they had.
Yeah, Rev D was just, you know, beaming with pride of you know, his grandchildren and in-laws and...
That was
whatever.
Dr. Jim and the in-laws, yeah. Yep.
Okay, and I just had to laugh because all Mike wanted to do was sleep in the next
Okay.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Tracy.
All right.
See you later.
See you, Tracy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
She's a live wire.
She is. Final thoughts.
Poignant calls. Everybody made some great points, and I don't remember who said it, but it does all come down to family. And
Coach emphasized that quite a bit. Yeah.
Well, I think everybody was.
Everyone,
talked about that.
It's the theme,
But it's in the end, that's all you got.
That's right.
So enjoy it.
You got that, and a loving God in heaven.
Right.
It's kind of, remember when you were a young kid and you knew everything, and you never imagined the blessing your family was going to be for you as you went through your life, and that it was all really, when all was said and done, that was all it was about. It's so discounted these days, but I think those of us who really know what's important, you know, we know in our hearts that it is family that's the biggest blessing of all.
On that note,
we got a message here.
Okay, in honor of my two co-hosts and coach, I have an Irish blessing, a traditional Irish blessing here.
Okay.
For Christmas. May you be blessed with the spirit of the season, which is peace, the gladness of the season, which is hope, and the heart of the season, which is love. Dr. Jim Killer, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all, and to all a good night.
God bless us, everyone.